Workplace news in brief. Secure hospital strike. Prison Officers Association members working in the NHS took 4 hours of strike action on Friday, the 24th of October, in their struggle for a decent pay rise. The strike was very well supported with a big picket line outside Rampton Hospital in Nottinghamshire. These nurses and support staff work with mentally ill prisoners in a highly secure psychiatric hospital. As well as the 1% pay freeze, they also face understaffing and attacks on trade union facility time, mainly for the health and safety rep. At the picket line, Steve Gillen, POA General Secretary, gave reports from the walkouts at Broadmoor and Ashworth hospitals and read out messages of support from various union branches. Bexy Higney, London Buses. Following September's inspiring demonstration, Unite members in London bus garages are holding consultative ballots on the 31st of October. If successful, these will soon be followed by a full postal ballot for industrial action. This emerged after the failure of the operating companies to respond to the union's demand, repeated in September, for talks on sector-wide negotiation. As many bus drivers say, we all do the same job, so why are we on different pay rates? A London bus driver, Sawatka, re-elected. Mark Sawatka has been re-elected unopposed as the General Secretary of the socialist-led PCS Civil Servants Union. See socialistparty.org.uk web link for an interview with Mark. Reclaim Unison. Following the calling off of the 14th of October strike, local government activists in Unison have called a national meeting to discuss the direction of the pay dispute and its implication for the union. Saturday, the 8th of November, 2 to 4pm. Room B04, Birkbeck University, 43 Gordon Square, London WC1H0PDRMT Lobby. Join RMT Northern and Transpennine Express members in protesting over attacks on rail services, safety, and jobs. On Friday, the 4th of November, a demonstration will start outside Parliament in Old Palace Yard from 12:30 p.m., followed by a rallying committee room 11 at 2 p.m., and a lobby of MPs from 3:30 p.m.